No. Okay, so what was going on at that time that cost you $6,000 or $7,000? What was going on? In your words, what happened at Mike's that caused this? What happened?
Well, they came down there and they put all kinds of junk in my head, and he says, I'm willing to spend $20,000 to put you back in your home. And it was all a bunch of, that was all a crock, that was all bullshit.
Okay, now, when you met Andy at the farm, what happened there? What was going on there?
At the farm, I shouldn't have never went there. That's for them, sure.
And then what? What else you got to say?
Well, I'm from the...
Never mind the excuses. We don't need excuses. Explain what happened, so bring us up to date here. What happened at the farm?
Well, he came down with Jameson, which I shouldn't have talked to him.
Jameson's a psychiatrist, right? Mental health. So is Andy acting in good faith when you see him with a psychiatrist? Is Andy acting in good faith? Meaning, does he really want to negotiate with you when he's got a psychiatrist in his van, in his truck?
No, that...
So wasn't that a clue to get the heck out of there?
Yes.
So why did you even talk to Jameson? It's not the court asking you to talk to Jameson, it's Andy setting you up. Why did you go along with the bullshit? How old are you? How old are you?
I should be old enough to know better.
Well, why don't you know better?
Why
don't you see...
I'm not used to stuff like that, too.
Would you rather be dead in a pine box like Mom? Mom wasn't used to shit like that either. You've been warned. Mom wasn't warned. You've been warned over and over.
Well, that won't happen again. I got to make sure of that.
So, you didn't... So, when you went to Mike's... Okay. So, Jameson interviewed you on the farm. Fair enough, right? That's what you said. And Jameson said that there was nothing wrong with you. Is that true, yes or no?
He said that you could look after your own affair. He said you're able to look after your own affair. You don't need anybody else to look after your affair.
And did he say that in front of Andy, or?
Well, Andy was further down, but he heard it, I'm sure.
So Andy was standing in the background while Jameson was questioning you, is that fair?
That's right.
So at this meeting, who was there again at this meeting?
Yeah.
That was a question. Who was there at the meeting? Who was there at the meeting on the farm? Who was at the farm? Who was at the meeting?
Well, there was NG and Roland and Mike and Jameson and myself.
So who got there first? You and Mike? Who got there first? You and Mike?
Yeah.
And then who arrived after?
Yeah, well, all at the same time, pretty well.
So they might have been waiting together. I thought you said Angie showed up later, no?
No.
She was in she was driving her white.
I think I'm not sure if it's Angie that brought Jameson or not. I'm not sure. Angie. I don't know why Angie was there. She didn't say nothing anyway.
She was in her white truck.
Why?
She was in her white truck.
Yeah.
Andy was in his white truck.
Yeah.
Where was Jameson?
With Andy.
In his white truck. So he came with Andy.
Yeah.
Roland came with what?
Well, he came with Andy.
Did he drive himself there or what?
Yeah, I drove himself with his truck.
So why was he there? Why was Roland there? Roland Bouchard, why was he there?
No, that's a good question.
Did he talk to you?
He didn't talk to me. He talked to everybody else. Not personally, not alone.
So why do you think Roland was there?
That's another question.
Is it the idea to gang up on you? Is that maybe part of it?
Well, as a witness for them, I suppose, I don't know.
Possibly.
No.
But it's to gang up on you so that there's more of them than there is on you, right?
I was alone there.
So why didn't, when you saw Jameson, why didn't you tell Winston, who invited him in, you were in Mike's truck, right? And you saw Jameson, right?
Yeah.
So who invited Andy and Jameson into Mike's truck? How did they end up in your truck, in Mike's truck?
Well, it was raining and we were talking to the so he says, well, let's get in the truck.
Who said that?
Yeah, somebody did, I don't know, someone.
Was Andy standing outside the truck?
No, he was just sitting in the back.
No, but before that, were they standing outside?
Before the truck, yeah.
So who asked them to come over? Mike invite them in his truck?
Probably, I'm not sure now.
Okay, you saw Andy and you saw Jameson. Why didn't you tell Mike to get the heck out of there?
Yeah, that's the mistake I made.
So, after this meeting, you guys went to the shed, right?
Yes.
And Mike, Jameson interviewed you in there. So,
yes.
Who decided, whose idea was to go for Chinese food in Portage?
I'm not sure. Andy, I suppose, I mean, a lot of time I couldn't understand what they were talking. They were talking low, so I couldn't understand.
They did that deliberately, right?
Well.
So how did Jameson go back home?
I think it's Angie that brought him back home.
And you guys went to Port. How come she didn't go for supper? She didn't go with you guys, no?
The Jameson?
No. Yeah, Jameson and Angie, they didn't go for supper with you guys?
No.
So who was at the supper?
Well, there was only Mike and Mike. And myself. That's it.
And Andy, right?
Yeah.
So you guys had supper and they were sitting beside each other, Mike and Andy, or what?
Yeah.
Why did Mike agree to go to supper with Andy? Did Mike know that this was a psychiatrist?
Oh yeah, I knew.
Well, how did Mike know?
Well, he must have known. I mean, I don't know. I didn't.
Well, he's supposed to be protecting you. Why is he letting somebody question you?
Yeah, that's it. He turns around like a...
If he's supposed to be the hero protecting you, what the heck is he allowing?
Then he turns around the other way. So he's two-faced.
Well, we know he's two-faced. But why did you guys agree to go to Portage for supper? With Andy, of all people, when you're going to be in court 2 days later. This was Monday. You were scheduled for court to get your house back on Wednesday. So why did you guys go to Portage? Who was doing all the talking at supper?
You didn't do too much about talking. They went to... They made sure that I... When they were talking, that I didn't understand what they were saying. So I'm not sure what they were saying.
So you guys went back, whose truck did you go in? Did Mike drive to Portage?
Yeah.
So Andy jumped in Mike's truck and you guys went in Mike's truck?
I think Andy left his truck in Eli.
So you went with Mike?
Yeah.
So Mike was sitting up front with Andy, or were you sitting up front?
No, I was sitting in the back.
So they take over and they shove you in the back?
Well...
So what did they discuss in Portage at dinner?
Well, I didn't understand what they said over there.
So you weren't included in the conversations?
No.
All right, then you went back to Terramont to pick up the truck? Where was Andy's truck? On the farm or Terramont?
It was at Terramont or Eshawa, I forgot now.
So
Terramont, the gates are closed at night, so
it
had to be Terramont.
It had to be Eshawa, you mean?
Claremont, they closed the gate. You can't get in at night, but the SO next to this, it's all wide open.
Yeah, okay. So then you guys went to Mike, back to Mike's house?
Well, they all took off, they went each their way, and Andy went back home, and we went.
Andy went home? After he picked up his truck, he went home?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not sure now. I think that was it. And I was played out, so I went to bed.
So you went back to Mike's and you went to bed?
Yeah.
Did Andy not show up at Mike's?
I know it. He stayed up later one night, but I don't think it was that same night. I'm not sure.
That's important.
It's like a...
Well, you better start remembering. The judge wants to know what went on. If you can't tell him what went on, you're not going to get your home back. You better remember what was going on. So you went back to Mike's, then what happened? Did Andy show up or what? What happened?
I'm not sure yet. I went to bed. I was played out on all that bullshit on afternoon and evening. So you can only take so much, huh?
Yeah, but were you there with Mike alone, or was Andy there, or was Roland there, or who was there?
Back on the farm?
Yeah, back at Mike's. Who was there?
Oh, no, they went home. Roland went home and...
But Roland didn't go for supper, no?
No.
Okay, so it was the three of you. And then after...
Yeah.
Who went back to Mike's?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so the next day, what'd you guys do? What did you do the next day?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, where did you go?
Well, I was played out, so I said I went to bed.
No, the next day when you got up, what did you do?
That's the next day that I went to Portugal. Oh, it's a bunch of wolves there.
Didn't you go to Winston the next day? The next morning, weren't you at Winston's?
We didn't go to Winston the next day.
Oh, yes, you did. You were going to accept... Wasn't Andy making a proposition to you? Wasn't he offering you something? Wasn't Andy offering you something the next day?
No.
What do you mean, no? Why were you back at Winston's the next morning without an appointment? The three of you, why were you back at Winston's the next day? I thought you said there was a case of beer there the next morning. At Mike's.
Two cases of beer.
Two cases of beer. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, how come you remember two cases of beer? Why do you remember that?
Well, because of the person I had to step over to walk out.